Most of the people that wake up say in their own unique way roughly the same thing. When you take whatever they say and bring it down to the basis, what they say is, be here now. This is it. Take no thought of tomorrow. Let tomorrow take thought of itself. That's the basis of what everybody says when they wake up. And they all say it in different ways. Jesus in parables and Buddha in his way and so on. And that's the thing that people don't get. You see, there are millions of people doing yoga. And not only is it not working, not everybody does yoga to wake up. I know they do it for exercise. But nobody's waking up through yoga. Not only that, the yoga teachers are not awake. And people meditate, and we have teachers, and we have this. And in actual fact, it looks like everybody's doing all these techniques in order not to wake up. Not to wake up. Now, people do the techniques because they think they want to wake up, but what they don't realize is, subconsciously, waking up is death. Unless you die and be reborn. It is a death. It's a death to everything you know about yourself and everything else. It's a death. And so the mind, which has been created and designed to keep you safe, is working against you all the time. It's not letting you wake up because it says, you're going to die. My job is not to let you die. My job is to keep you awake, keep you alive. And so it keeps, without understanding it, connecting with it, we're afraid of waking up because it is a sort of death. It's a death to the self as you know yourself. And what you know of yourself is not a human being. It's a robot. It's a robot. And when you wake up, you see that. It's like, ah, gosh, this behavior has nothing to do with me. That's just, and it does such silly things and says such silly things. That's not me. And so somewhere inside, there seems to be a built-in circuit that says, for those that are a little more awake, it says, okay, the thing we need to do is wake up. And then it keeps making sure that it doesn't. It keeps doing things that don't work. So what works? The thing that everybody that wakes up says, be here now. This now. This is the only now. There isn't another now. There never is another now. Because the mind says, oh yes, I'm going to practice that tomorrow. There is no tomorrow. Tomorrow is in the mind. Tomorrow is a concept. It's nothing to do with now. Now. And that's what we all keep trying to share. It's now. But it's each now. Every now. Every single now. And now. And now. So I've just said to you, this is one of your behavioral patterns. Now the mind probably says, oh yes, I'll look at that. But you see, the mind only works in the past and the future. The only place you can look at that is now. Is now. Then, this elusive now is, you see, the mind, in order to try and keep you safe, is looking ahead all the time. Like you do when you're driving your car. You're watching this and watching that. It's looking ahead all the time. So it's never here. The mind is never here. Because the mind cannot be here. When you disconnect from the past and the future, there is no mind. There is no time. There is no space. There's a vast now. that's all. And now, but I'm going to town in a minute. I've got to ask him that question before I go. Gone. So even when you're driving your car, where you have to be watching for people on the sidewalk and coming out of side roads, that's still the now. It's still the now. Be here now, be here now. And then when you meet someone, you see, when you go to the storekeeper, the shopkeeper, you go, you're gone. They're a shopkeeper, you're a customer. No, that's not what's happening. We could say, you're a human being, and they're a human being. But it isn't even that, really. You can't define now. And when you're really, really disconnected from the past and the future, there is no separation. That sound we hear on the roof now, that's us. Everything is us. Everything. We are everything. And we're happening all the time. Unless you try and define yourself. I, a name, a function, a job. Now you're gone. Now you're in the illusion of separateness. And you're not. And it has to be, if you want this sensation, it has to be priority. Every moment. If a person is facing you with a knife or a gun to rob you, it still needs to be a priority. Yes, evasive action or saying something or doing something, but still, the priority is, I am here having this experience. I am here now with whatever the outcome. That I would like to live, I'll acknowledge that, but I'm not going to give it any energy. That I may have a judgment about this person facing me, yes, but I'm not going to give it any energy. Because this person is me. In some way we don't understand. We created this person to do this. For us to have an experience we need to have. Every experience we need to have is what we need to have. But you've got to be here to have the experience. You've got to be here. And it includes all the sounds and all the birds and everything. It includes everything. And the main attention will go to whatever is needed in the moment. So it'll be the person talking to you. Your main energy will be there. But it'll include the bird. It'll include the sounds. It'll include. But it's being here. Every moment. When you bang your finger with the hammer, be here. Be here. Be here with the pain. Be here with the sensation. Be here with the whatever comes up in you, the emotion or the feeling, whatever, just yes, just yes, just yes. And anything else is a diversion. So there are people who wake up who give mantras. So Maharishi used to give people mantras in order to help them to be present. But you see, the mantra is in between you and the presence. It's a technique. And it can take you another step closer, but usually people get stuck with the mantra then. And the mantra is not the moment. The moment is undefined and spontaneous and exciting, unknown.